Coach Colleton joins us now from those Chicago Blackhawks. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Happy post-Thanksgiving. We're doing all right. You know, the show starts early now at 5 a.m. Can I count on you to get up and hear every word of it?
No.
All right, just checking.
Sorry.
Let me put that down. No coach.
He didn't waste any time there making that decision.
He's in a job where he's got to make quick decisions, yep. Right? It's like a line change. He can't be screwing around. He had to let me know. So, but I hope you had a good Thanksgiving.
Thank you. You guys too.
Yeah. All right, so let's talk about the carnage this weekend. Here's the thing. You know how talented this team is. I know how talented this team is. And the goalies were due for blowing up a little bit. I'm not putting it all on them. But what a bizarre couple of games in Colorado.
Well, we weren't good enough. That's basically, if you're going to summarize it. I thought parts of the game were fine, but that's not good enough. We need to have a complete effort, and we're not going to be perfect for the entire 60 minutes, but we got to at least try to do the right thing for the entire 60 minutes, and that's, you know, it didn't happen. So they're a good team, very good team, and we respect that, but they can make you pay if you make mistakes, and they did. But ultimately, it's still in our control, how we play. That's what we got to take care of, and it's up to us to respond tonight.
You know, it seemed like the second period had been a problem for you early in the year, and it sort of felt like you had fixed that, and then it reared its ugly head again this weekend. Is there anything to that, Jeremy? And I mean, I know teams talk about different factors that go into that, the long change, whatever, but is there anything you see that, as far as the second period, why that happened?
Yeah, well, I think the second period was fine at home. Obviously, they got the two goals, but I thought we had a pretty good period overall. The second period in Colorado was not near good enough, and it starts with we didn't get a forward off on the power play at the end of the power play, and they exposed us by scoring right at the end, and that was a major, I don't know if you can call it a turning point, but it certainly cemented the result. We didn't react well in the minutes after, and 3-1 to 4-1 is a pretty big change, because the first period I thought we probably deserved a little better based on how we played. They score on the power play to kind of get a little momentum, and then we made a couple poor reads that they capitalized on, but we had our chances. We had a couple posts, and we had the power play at the end of the period, and so we're still in the game at 3-1, and then to go to 4-1 was a blow, no question.
So where's the consistency going to come from? Because we know how good this team was a couple of weeks ago, and you're not going to win every game, obviously, but two out of three make a difference, three out of five make a difference, and that's the kind of steady roll you need, right?
Yeah, consistency comes from habits and doing things the right way every time, every shift. Whether that's stopping in D zone, stopping in the house, making sure we are inside our check, to making sure we're getting above the puck on the way back. Colorado is an excellent transition team, and they were consistently getting above us and coming at us with speed. And those are habits that you need to have if you're going to win consistently. So that's what we're looking for.
And tonight, the Stanley Cup champs, the Blues. This, Dave, let me pick a cliche for you, Dave. This tonight could be a message game. This is a message game. You send a message not just to the Blues, but to the league. Yeah, you're good and you're here to play. That's what I'm looking for,
well,
Coach.
I think it's a message to ourselves that we know what we have to do and we're going to bring it. And the result, we can't control that totally. But what we can control is putting a great performance together. And when you're on the ice and you have the game in your hands, do the right thing for the team.
What do you see when you look at the Blues this year? I mean, they've gotten off to a terrific start here.
They're big and they're mean, Dave.
Yeah, they are. And it's kind of weird that here it is, all right, 2 months into the season, and you finally see them for the first time.
Yeah, they're a team that knows how to play to win. Very, very well structured, and they do a lot of the things that we're talking about that need to be done. And they went through a similar process certainly last year, where the first half wasn't very good, and they decided as a group that it was worth it to play the right way. And then when they did, the results were there, and ended up getting the ultimate reward and winning. So, hey, that's what they've learned, and we could do that too.
It's worth it to play the right way sounds like a commitment from a coach to, we got to work harder in practice. We got to make sure every shift matters. Am I hearing that right?
I don't think it's an overall mindset that when you're on the ice, the game is in your hands, and to protect each other by doing the right things. So I can't really summarize it any better than that. That's what it is.
And how are you feeling about the goalies?
Good. We've been getting great goaltending, so that'll continue.
Any word on Duncan Keith and how long this is going to be with him?
And by the way, you'll let us know exactly how long, Coach, I'm sure.
Yeah, we try. But no, I don't have an exact timeline. He won't be in tonight, though.
As tough as he is, I'm sure it's driving him nuts not to play, so he'll be back soon. Remember, this is the guy that picked seven teeth up off the ice,
yep.
Missed a shift, and came back. And I'm sure through all the years you played at the highest level, and around the world, you must have seen a few stunts like that where guys got busted up and missed a shift and came right back in. You got a story on that?
Can't think of anything in particular off the top of my head, but certainly it's a game where there's a bit of a culture of playing hurt. And guys want to win. They want to win, and they want to play, and they want to compete. And Dunk's no different.
Is there a pressure amongst players in hockey to tough it out, unlike other sports? I feel there is.
Yeah, I mean, I can't really speak to other sports, but you don't want to let your teammates down. I don't think there's probably not a ton of pressure from the outside. Hey, you got to play. It's more like the player himself doesn't want to let his teammates down.
Coach, good talking to you. I'd love to see a big one against the Blues tonight, and I have a feeling it's going to happen, so good luck.
You bet. Thanks.
See ya.
Thank you.
It's Coach Jeremy Colleton.